Now, I'm going to say this once. Yes, slavery was one of the most horrific things that ever happened in human history. Yes, racism still exists. It's probably always going to exist. Just get over that. And yes, there are law enforcement officers out there that take things too far, abuse their power. They're humans. We're a flawed species. With that being said, today we're going to talk about personal responsibility.
That was very poignant. We watched the whole video of Frederick Wilson II.
Correct.
And he is on the line with us. Back in August, I believe it was August 9th, the exact events that went on in Ferguson will maybe not be known completely, but there have been differing viewpoints on everything. And Frederick Wilson II, you're a YouTube personality now, whether you want to believe it or not. You said some pretty amazing things in your video.
Well, as far as being a YouTube personality, I guess that's kind of undeniable, but it's crazy because that wasn't even my intention. I just posted the video to my Facebook page and it just kind of took off. So now I'm just kind of going with where the video is leading me.
So you just turned, you know, the camera on yourself and you just started talking. What inspired you to do this? The protests or just people complaining? I mean, it's pretty fascinating, some of the things you've said. And we'll put a link to it on our Facebook page at Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, because if you haven't seen this video, you need to see it. What inspired you to just turn the camera on yourself and start talking?
Well, the thoughts that I expressed in the video have pretty much always been with me, but as far as why I did it then, it was definitely inspired by the events going on in Ferguson, because that was what was kind of dominating the headline. And it was just one of those things where rather than, you know, typing out something and posting it and having to be long-winded, I was like, well, I'll just make a video. And that was actually the third video that I made. A couple of the other ones were a little bit, you know, different subjects and everything. And so when the Ferguson situation was going on, I just decided to make the video. I posted it. You know, I figured, you know, maybe 200 people would see it and get a few comments, a few likes, a few dislikes, and that would probably just be the end of it. But it just kind of exploded and went around the country. And then, you know, some of the fervor died down. And then a few weeks ago when they announced the Ferguson verdict, it kind of exploded again. So,
Frederick, do us a favor. For people who have not seen it, Judy in our newsroom, Judy Pilak, sent it to Wendy and myself, and we watched it the day it came out. But for people who have not seen it yet, just a little summation. What are you speaking on in that video?
Basically, in the video, I directed it as a message to black people, but, I mean, it's obviously a message that anybody can follow. And it's just basically saying that, you know, if things in your life aren't going as planned or they're not going well, make sure that you're doing everything in your power to help your situation before you start, you know, playing the victim. Don't always look at, okay, you know, it's the cops trying to hold me down or it's the system trying to hold me down. Like, make sure you're not actually at fault. Like, if the cops are harassing you, are you doing anything that causes them to constantly harass you? I mean, yes, there's you know, there are bad cops out there, but for the most part, the majority of cops are good people. They want to protect and serve. And so if you're finding yourself dealing with them on a regular basis, why is that? You know, look at yourself before you look at others, basically, kind of the whole man in the mirror thing. You know, when you point the finger, you have four pointing back, you kind of that whole message.
So do you prefer black or African-American? I don't know what is the correct thing to say.
I think they're both correct. Personally, I prefer black. I think African-American just sounds way too labored and politically correct. But I think, I mean, they're both definitely acceptable.
All right, so you as a black guy, you put this video together, and you know, if you're feeling victimized by white police officers, didn't you mention something about don't give them a reason to hassle you?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of people they talk about, you know, or black people, you know, we get stereotyped and there's a stigma on us, and it's like we have to take some responsibility as to why that stereotype exists. I mean, it's not all black people. Obviously, nothing is in an absolute, but there are black people out there that carry themselves in a manner to where cops, law enforcement are going to look at you a certain way and assume that you're up to criminal activity. So, like, those individuals that continue to act this way and continue to perpetrate these negative stereotypes put the thoughts in these officers, a lot of these officers' heads. So when they see other black individuals who aren't perpetuating those stereotypes and who aren't, you know, up to no good, they just kind of get lumped all together. So, like, for me, example, I mean, obviously I'm not perfect, but, you know, I'm a decent person, I'm a law-abiding citizen, but if I get pulled over, they're not pulling me over because of something I've done. They're pulling me over because they see a young a youngish black man, and they're like, okay, well, a lot of young black men are out here up to no good, so maybe this one's up to no good as well. So they're just kind of basically playing the odds.
So that definitely has happened to you. You've been pulled over or questioned by police because you're black.
Oh, absolutely. I lived in South Lake Tahoe for about 7 years, and it's, you know, there's, I think maybe the time I was there were maybe a good 20 black people there. So the first year that I was there, I got pulled over, you know, maybe four or five times. And, you know, your common sense kicks in, and it doesn't take long to figure out that, okay, I'm only being pulled over because I'm black. I haven't really done anything. They haven't really, you know, told me, okay, we're pulling you over because you were speeding or you ran a stop sign or whatever. They're just kind of throwing out random questions. And it's like, you know, nothing ever came of it. They, you know, they ran my license. Obviously, it came back clean. They ran my plates, my registration. Everything came back good. And after a while, I think they just got used to seeing me around, so they stopped doing it. But it's like, I knew just from my experience in life and as an American that, okay, they're pulling me over because I'm black. And it's just based on the negative stereotypes they see of black men. And that's kind of one of the things I talk about in the video. Like, again, we're not talking about the cops out there who actually are racist or who are filled with hate, but just general people. It's like, you know, you know you can only go by what you experience. And if in your experience, you know, a lot of young black people are out there up to no good, again, we all get lumped together. So those young black people who are out there up to no good aren't helping the rest of us. So those people need to make changes in their lives to help eliminate these negative stereotypes that we all get, you know, lumped in together with.
The voice you're hearing is that of Frederick Wilson II. His video can be seen on our Facebook page. Go to Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. Frederick, are you okay on time? We'd love to talk a little bit more to you. Can you hold on for just a second?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Then we will pick this up in just a little bit. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Frederick Wilson II. Frederick made a very thought-provoking video, which you can see on YouTube. There's a link on our Facebook page, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. Frederick, if I may ask, what was the reaction from the black community to your words in that video?
The reaction from the black community the reaction that I've heard has been a lot of negativity. You know, I've gotten, you're just an Uncle Tom, you're just out here trying to, you know, get pats on the head from white people. And it's funny because I actually posted a video. I did a video yesterday that I posted basically talking about how, like, as I've gone down and seen a lot of the feeds on, you know, YouTube and Facebook and even on other pages and other media that my video has been shared on, you know, a lot of comments I've gotten from white people have been kind of in the tone of, well, you know, we're glad you said it because if we said it, then we're racist. And a lot of black people that have commented have been like, oh, well, you're just out here, you know, getting all these comments, all these pats on the head from all these, for these white racist people. And my thought is like, well, why are they automatically racist? Like, just because they're white and they don't, you know, wholeheartedly support everything that black people as a whole that we might do or we might agree with, that doesn't automatically make them racist. So it's funny because most of the racism that's been on feedback has been from black people towards other white people, just, again, automatically labeling them racist because they support what I'm saying.
I just, when you mentioned, Frederick, that, you know, you have definitely been approached by the police just for being black, that sucks. And I mean, really, I can't even imagine what that must be like. But if a police officer pulls you over and you talk to him and you're respectful, isn't that going to get you a lot farther than if you're cocky and rude and say, you know, hey, what you getting in my business for? I mean, shouldn't you just, you know, respond and prove that, hey, I'm not a problem?
Oh, definitely. And again, like I say, there are those, you know, instances where you might come across a rogue cop where maybe he's just got it in his head to where no matter how respectful you are, you know, it's going to end badly for you. But for the most part, yeah, again, it's like, people need to understand that the police officers are human beings. So when you're dealing with the police, if you put them in situations to where maybe they feel threatened or they feel uncomfortable, I mean, they have you know, spouses and kids that they want to get home to. So if they're in a situation where they feel like it's either got to be their life or your life, they're human beings. Obviously, it's going to be your life. So that's the thing. When you're dealing with the cops, understand time and place. You know, that's not the time to be unruly, to be rowdy. You know, just comply with what they're telling you to do. And again, if they tell you to do something that you know is unlawful, you know, excuse me, officer, what's your name, what's your badge number, go down, file a complaint. There's ways to handle it. But yeah, definitely, when you're dealing with the police, you know, you need to show them a certain measure of respect. One, because they do hold a position of authority. And two, like, yeah, it's just common sense. Like, they have a weapon, you don't. So that's just common sense.
Frederick, these assumptions that we all make just based on somebody's appearance or nationality – that we make about black people or white people or Hispanic people or Muslims or Asians or you name the group, you don't think that'll ever go away, do you?
I don't think it'll go away. And I actually, I mean, to a point, I don't really see there's a problem with it. When you see somebody, the only thing you can do is go off by what you see. Now, the problem comes when you deal with a person, if you refuse to, you know, maybe change that perception based on what they show you. But, I mean, like I say, if I were to see a man, you know, a middle-aged white man come in with a, you know, a leather vest and leather chaps on and everything like that, I assume he's a biker.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I see. But now if I start to talk to this man and maybe, you know, he might go outside and I'm thinking he's going to get on a Harley and he might get into a minivan where he's driving, you know, a bunch of elderly people down to church. So when I deal with him, the perception that I have in my head, once I see that, you know, who this person is changes, then I need to change the way I think about them. But it's when you refuse to change your thought of somebody after they prove that they're not what you originally thought they were, that's where the problem comes in. But, yeah, like initially seeing somebody and just kind of, I don't want to say judging because that word, it has such a negative connotation, but that's kind of what it is. You see somebody, you have nothing else to go by other than that visual that they give you.
Right. So the appearance means a lot. And, you know, me just walking down the street, being a female, walking down the street at night, I'm going to size people up that are walking towards me. Black, white, man, woman, if they're, you know, looking menacing, I am, you know, you're going to try and figure out what's this dude's deal or whatever. I mean, that's just
exactly
what you do. But then you're right. When it goes beyond that, Frederick, and you started communicating with someone and find out they are just like you, but appearances can, of course, be deceiving. I just don't know how to make everybody happy with this. I mean, I understand the protests who feel that things weren't fairly taken care of. But then there was something just on one of the news stations where they talked to this black girl and said, oh, what? Why are you protesting? And she just went, well, I don't really know. I mean, that seems crazy to me. What are the protesters protesting?
And I see a lot of them are out there. They're just kind of out there just to be out there. They're like, well, if something happened to a black person, I'm black, so let me go out there. And it's like, no, like education. Like, and again, me as a black man, if I have a story that comes out, okay, something happened and maybe there's a racial element to it, you know, black cop and a black victim and a white cop. I'm not automatically just going to be like, oh, a cop shot a black man? Okay, I'm outraged. No. What happened? Give me the facts and the details of the case, and then I'll figure out if I need to be outraged about it. Was the person that was, you know, killed, was he truly minding his own business? Was he truly a victim? Maybe he was doing something that justified the cop killing him. Maybe, you know, what are the facts? And that's the thing, a lot of people, get education first. Education is a big key. Even when it comes to race relations, on a smaller scale. Like, again, we're so quick to call people racist. Sometimes they're not racist. They may just be ignorant. And I mean ignorant in the purest form of the word. They just don't know. Again, if you don't deal with, like, myself, if you put me around a group of people, like, you know, you put me in an Asian household right now, I'm probably going to say and do some things that aren't really, you know, politically correct or that they wouldn't appreciate. But it's not because I have hate in my heart towards those people. I just don't fully understand all their cultural, you know, the nuances of their culture. And again, a lot of it is just, you know, it's just pure ignorance. And so when we get to the point where we're willing to educate people rather than just quick to call them racist or rather just quick to write them off as being, you know, as having hatred in their heart, no, they just may not know.
Frederick, thanks so much for spending time with us. Wendy and I were captivated by your video there on YouTube. And if you haven't seen it, it's at our Facebook page, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder.
And what's your Facebook page or your website, Frederick?
I can be found on Facebook at facebook.com/F Wilson II. And then I also have a website, www.fwilson2nd.com, which links directly to my YouTube page. And I think I have about 21 other videos on there. A lot of them do expand upon the personal response to disability video. And I can be found on Twitter at fwilson.com. So pretty simple. If you just remember F Wilson II, then you can kind of get me on all social media.
Thank you, Frederick. Run for some office so we can vote for you, please.
Yeah, you get my vote.
We're going to vote for you for anything you run for.
Thank you, Frederick.
I appreciate that.
All right. You're very, very welcome. Judy made us late for news. We will catch up. I apologize. That's coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.